Welcome to Module 3, Stakeholder Engagement in Formative Research Activities. First, let's learn about the role of formative research activities in the context of biomedical HIV prevention research. Formative research activities are very broad. They include any initiative that may happen before a trial to gain a better understanding of the community or disease context. It can also lay a strong foundation for ongoing engagement activities throughout a trial, and is often a form of stakeholder engagement itself. Read more in your copy of the GPP guidelines. Next, we will highlight a few key examples of formative research. You can view a more complete list of activities with potential stakeholder roles in each through the link on your screen. One example is stakeholder identification. Here, research teams use specialized tools to identify key people or groups who may have an interest in or be affected by their research. Key factors include the research agenda, as well as stakeholders' roles and influence in the area. Initial or existing stakeholder relationships can help open doors to new stakeholders, building a stronger, more strategic network for achieving objectives. Related examples, which are described in the resource, include community mapping, community forums, and accessing opinion leaders. These activities are often conducted informally. Our second example is focus groups, which can provide insight into a wide range of formative issues. For example, stakeholder perceptions, willingness to participate, or availability and accessibility of research-related services. Researchers work with stakeholders to develop discussion guides, identify participants, and interpret data. As with many formative research activities, focus groups can be conducted formally or informally, meaning that they may or may not require formal ethics or regulatory approval. All activities, informal and formal, require dedicated staff time and dedicated fiscal resources. Related examples include key informant interviews and surveys.